Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the green.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live every single Wednesday night. Every single Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, sharing the secrets of optimal health. This is your premier stop for caregivers, resources. We're happy to be here with you, and my name is Bella Marie. I'll be your host this evening. We actually have a powerful podcast in store for you. Our topic tonight, cancer recovery do's and don'ts. According to the National Cancer Institute, approximately 4 out of 10 people will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lives. So we are very excited to be sharing solutions tonight, both for those battling cancer and for those who want to prevent cancer. And this podcast will be especially useful for those caring for a loved one dealing with this illness. So our guest tonight is no stranger to health and no stranger to recovery. He is actually the founder of Symptometry, Root Cause Therapeutics, and of the American School of Symptometry. It's worth noting at this point that symptometry is the only applied therapeutic science that focuses on removing disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels, literally addressing the root cause. We are very excited to have this gentleman with us here today. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Dr. Maxwell Narte. Great evening, Dr. Narte. Welcome to Root Cause Radio.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it is an honor, definitely an honor and a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Now, we've had some questions sent in, and so we want to get straight to it, and I want to thank you again for making time to join us. A lot of people have fear of cancer. You know, the statistics are out there. It can affect really any organ in the body, skin, liver, esophagus, etc. So, Dr. Narte, before we dive into the curing process, could you please define how symptometry and root cause therapeutics sees cancer and defines cancer?
Oh, we accept many cancer patients, and we help them to recover from their illnesses, because we talk about cancer. Cancer is only one. No person, I have personally not treated a cancer patient who suffers from only cancer. They suffer from cancer and a number of other ailments. But cancer itself must be defined first. It is a disease that lack of oxygen in the cell causes. What causes cancer? Lack of oxygen in the cell. Easy. That's it. So, what is oxygen? Oxygen is the element that uses a lot of force and power to couple four amino acids in the double helix of DNA. These four amino acids are adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine. A is paired with T, C is paired with G, and the pairing continues for over a mile. That is how powerful oxygen is. After coupling A and T, C with G, oxygen welds them tight so that when DNA is uncoiling to release the blueprint, the genetic blueprint, they will not slip off. Therefore, any acid, any man-made chemical or natural chemical that blocks the entry of oxygen into a cell will cause a mutation. It is this mutation that is called cancer. So when you come to symptometry for treatment, we will teach you the root cause of cancer, the mistakes that you made to bring cancer upon yourself. All of us are born with genetic weaknesses. but it is a chaotic way since we were born that predispose us to cancer. But cancer is not a death sentence. It is not. Thank you.
Okay, well, yes, definitely glad to hear that cancer is not a death sentence, and even more excited that there are things that, if there are things that we're doing that accidentally trigger cancer to manifest within us, then that means that learning those things means that we can actually prevent cancer from showing up, not just in ourselves, but even in our loved ones and in our children. Would you say that's correct, Dr. Narte?
That is correct. That is correct. For instance, when a child coughs, and you give the child a cough syrup, I will never recommend that a child be given cough syrup, especially if that child has a predisposition to cancer, is susceptible to cancer. Cancer runs in the family. You never know. You never know what your great-grandfather died of. You never know what your grandfather died of. You never know what your auntie who lives in Switzerland died of and all that. So you don't know who is predisposed to cancer and who is not. Therefore, when a child is coughing, you don't give the child cough syrup, because in cough syrup, there is saccharin. Saccharin causes cancer. It's a very, very sweet sugar. It is a very, very sweet sugar. And the cough syrup by itself is not sweet, but it is sweetened with saccharin. Saccharin predisposes the child to cancer. Go to the children's hospital and see how many children have cancer over there. So we can prevent cancer, but we need scientific knowledge to prevent cancer. And this is what symptometry is offering. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I know there are a lot of parents whose hearts dropped because they are giving their children cough syrup. And I know, you know, I even have taken cough syrup in the past. So thank you for enlightening us. Let's talk about solutions, Dr. Narte, because, you know, there are so many different cancers that people experience. In fact, the National Cancer Institute reports, according to their data, that 4 out of 10 people are expected to experience cancer at some point in their lives, at some part, in some part of their body. So is there an approach that could fit all the different types of cancer out there, Dr. Narte, that symptometry offers to people recovering from cancer? What are solutions?
Well, the solutions are very simple. Cancer is cancer, regardless of where it occurs in the human body. Some cancers are tumors or nodules that have become cancerous, and there are cancers that are lesions. All epithelial cancers are lesions, tiny, tiny ulcers that have become malignant. But cancer is cancer. Oxygen is not getting into the cell. Something blocked it. What blocked it? This is what we have to know. It is the person who has cancer that calls for an individualized treatment. You see, in allopathic medicine, when a person has cancer, the first thing is chemotherapy or radiation. You have prostate cancer, chemo. You have liver cancer, radiation. You have pancreatic cancer, surgery or radiation or chemo. No, that is one size fits all. In symptometry, one size does not fit all. Every cancer treatment is individualized. For instance, A, B, C, D, E, F. A has cancer, but she also has diabetes. Dr. Abbott and myself will treat the diabetes at the root cause level, at the root level, at the DNA level, and then we'll also focus on cancer. That is for a person called A, hypothetical A. B has pancreatic cancer, but she also has schizophrenia. I treated a woman like this. She has pancreatic cancer in addition to schizophrenia. You have to address these two simultaneously. If there is time, if we have time, we'll be able to cure it. But if time is not on our side and the person is living alone, it is very difficult to cure such a cancer. Difficult. Because the person doesn't have any nurturing. Nothing. Nothing. And the person is depressed. C, the person has skin cancer, but he is also constipated and he vomits whatever he eats or drinks. We have to address the needs of the gastrointestinal tract of this person in addition to her skin cancer. D, a person has thyroid cancer and kidney disease bordering on renal failure. We have to address the needs of her kidneys and then the thyroid cancer also. Unfortunately, allopathic medicine, physicians don't do that. They will just give you chemo and forget about all the rest, as if the rest do not matter. We treat the whole person. We treat the whole person. E, a person has liver cancer and is in a lot of pain throughout his body and his skin is on fire. His skin is burning. We have to treat the two conditions. If there are 3, 4, 5, 6 conditions, we have to treat all of them at the cellular level so that the person recovers from their illness. A person has prostate cancer and does not have appetite. He has ringing in the ear, polyps in the ear, polyps in the nose, severe stomach pain, and very depressed. We have to address all this. So as you can see, 300 people may have cancer at different sites, but each person will be treated individually. In other words, they will have a customized treatment. This is our approach to the treatment of cancer. It is totally different from the allopathic approach, where they use chemo or radiation or surgery, and then they do not touch any of your other disease. Or they will give you a drug that will cause another side effect again. Thank you.
And speaking of drugs, Dr. Nante, so what you said is very encouraging in terms of solutions, but there are lots of people who may not have known about symptometry and the availability of root cause therapeutics, so they're already taking advantage of chemotherapy and radiation. Now, we do understand that symptometry is, all natural, scientifically supported. If someone was already using some of these other methods to address their cancer, could they still reach out to you or Dr. Abbott and incorporate root cause therapeutics into their recovery plan, either to manage the side effects of the therapies they're using now or even to just speed along their recovery while they're using that approach?
All right. We have received many, many people who underwent chemo with devastating consequences. Some of them lost their toenails, their fingernails. And when they came to symptometry, we helped them to regain their fingernails and their toenails. Their toenails grew back. Their fingernails grew back. That is what chemo does. It will focus on the cancer. In addition to that, it will destroy many things in your body. When you come to symptometry, we'll fix many things, if not all of them. We'll fix 3/4 of them. But it is our intention to cure everything else that cancer, that chemo has destroyed. We had another lady who came who lost feelings in her legs after chemo. She completely lost feelings in her leg. Oh, it is neuropathy. It is neuropathy. Yes, it is neuropathy. The woman did not have neuropathy before chemo, but after chemo, she developed neuropathy. She could not feel her legs. We restored circulation to her legs. So people can have chemo. They can have radiation. But when they come to symptometry, we will help them to treat by treating their whole body, every part of their body that has been damaged by chemo. We will try to restore health to that part of their body. So this is what we do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Nate. Okay, so this is exciting. So this is exciting that we have a way to manage and even overcome the side effects of the other therapies. So we have a lot of caregivers. We have many, many caregivers that listen to this podcast as a way to support themselves and their family. And I know a symptometry focuses not just on removing the disease, but also in coaching the individual to prevent the disease. You've written a book, The Downside of Nutrition. You even mentioned a few things earlier. So tell us, Dr. Narthe, what role does food or eating a scientifically healthy diet play in recovery from an illness such as cancer? Can you give us some foods to include or some foods to avoid in this example?
Well, this is food plays a very important role because food is a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it will give you energy. Oftentimes, food does not give you nourishment. On the one hand, it will give you energy. On the other hand, it will destroy most of your cells, depending on the kind of chemicals that you are ingesting. So when you come to symptometry, we will modify your diet. We'll advise you to cook with certain oil. We'll tell you not to eat honey. We recommend that you stay away from strong sugars, molasses, and all that. We advise you to do that. Why? Because cancer feeds off sugars. It feeds off sugars. So don't eat sugars. That's what we'll do. Now, the foods that you'll be eating, you'll be getting your starch mostly from certain starchy foods, especially basmati, long grain, white rice. You know, it is very high in nitrogen, very low in starch. That is the kind of food you'll be eating if you have cancer. Okay? Then, we'll advise you not to eat barbecue. You know, the 4th of July will soon be around the corner, and then people will be barbecuing. Well, attend the family gathering, but don't eat any barbecue. Barbecue is not for you, whether it is fish barbecue or goat meat barbecue or beef barbecue or whatever, not for you. Because the black soot that you found on the meat or on the fish, that soot that you see there is nothing but benzopyrene. Benzopyrene is a cancer-causing agent. It gets into your body and it gets stuck somewhere. It's going to block oxygen from getting to the cell. This is how benzopyrene causes cancer. So barbecue is not for a person who wants to prevent cancer, and barbecue is not for a person who has cancer. Corn is not for a person who has cancer. Corn has cyanide. Plum has cyanide. Apricot has cyanide. Foods that have cyanide are not for a person who has cancer. Or if you want to prevent cancer, like me, you want to prevent cancer, you don't eat these foods. You don't eat these foods. Garlic. People say, oh, garlic is good for cholesterol. Nonsense. You have to know the root cause of cholesterol, so that you balance your good cholesterol with your bad cholesterol. Garlic has no place. It was a few herbalists who introduced it, but it causes tumors. Garlic causes tumors. Stay away from garlic. And there are other sources of tumor. So when you come to the American School of Symptometry, will teach you a whole lot about all these tumor regions. A person who has cancer should stay away from tomatoes. It's too acidic. Cancer makes a person's body very, very acidic. And by eating tomatoes or by drinking a tomato juice, well, your cancer will metastasize like wildfire burning through dry grass. It will go very fast. And once it reaches your bone, you will be in big trouble. Thank you.
I think we should be saying thank you, Dr. Narzeh. Okay, so because cancer makes the entire body acidic, because that is how cancer spreads, we need to be especially conscious of eating acidic foods, highly acidic foods. But there's a whole, it sounds like, Dr. Narzeh, that there is a whole list. There's probably a more expansive list than what we've been able to cover on the show so far. So when someone chooses to undergo therapy, choose to take advantage of root cause therapeutics, in addition to their recovery package, do they actually get these lists of foods in writing and other do's and don'ts? Is there additional support available that way?
Yes, we every person that we treat for cancer has the cancer do's and don'ts. Every person. So that they are enlightened on what they should do and what is recommended and what is not recommended. This is how we help them to navigate planet Earth. There are so many booby traps here, and then we help them so that they don't continue to hurt their cells anymore. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's very comforting. So let's talk about something that's not so tangible, right? Food, we have a definite list of do's and don'ts, but would you say that a person's attitude or their mental and emotional disposition has an effect on their recovery as well? Does attitude matter when fighting disease, especially cancer?
Well, especially cancer. Cancer feeds off negative energy. And if you are stressed out, if you are not happy, you know, especially, you know, we have situations where a person who has cancer loses their mother or their father. You know, it's going to be very difficult for such a person to fight grief trauma. You know, you already have this devastating disease in your body. Then you have to deal with stress, the stress of burial, the stress of funeral, the stress of preparation and all that. It is very tough. So we offer counseling, we offer a lot of nurturing, and our nurturing involves, you know, a change of philosophy, you know, toughening the mind so that the person is able to, you know, go through these funerals and these stress situations, you know, and come out victorious. You know, there are people who have cancer, and then they are going through divorce. You know, they have cancer, and they are served divorce papers. You know, they are served divorce papers. What do you expect a person to do, you know? So you say, you must have a positive attitude. But how can you have a positive attitude when you have cancer and you have just been served with divorce papers? It's difficult to have a positive attitude, but you call symptometry, you call Dr. Abbott, you call me, we'll have a way, you know, to let you see things from a totally different angle so that you become a strong person. So attitude is very important. Continue to look, have a positive outlook on life, but don't have a gloomy or bleak future for yourself. No. We know that you'll be broadsided by certain circumstances, you know, like divorce, like separation, you know, like abandonment. So many things happen in life, you know. And sometimes you are unprepared, totally unprepared for what happened to you, you know. But we are prepared to help you, you know, keep a positive attitude. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Narzeh. So with what you just said, would you say that maybe the role, one of the important roles of a caregiver, someone who is supporting a person who is overcoming cancer, or even just a friend, would be to keep that person's spirits up and help them maintain a positive frame of mind, Dr. Narthe? How important are the people around you then and their attitudes?
Oh, yes, yes. From all the people that I've treated for cancer for many years, people who are married and who have a loving relationship, they beat cancer faster. They beat cancer faster than, and even they beat cancer completely compared to people who live by themselves, people who are alone, who just watch TV and are depressed, and sometimes they don't eat. You know, they only eat 1 meal a day when they are supposed to eat three or four meals a day, because cancer would just gobble up everything that you are eating. You know, but they would eat only 1 meal. Sometimes they would just drink tea and then go to bed. And you ask them whether they've eaten, they say yes, they've eaten. But well, the truth is that the person is depressed. The person is not happy. You know, he's living alone. And then you read a newspaper. You know, and all that. And no. You know, you must have a companion. You must have a partner. You must have a lover. You must have a husband. You must have a partner. Something. You know. No. Because you need nurturing. You need positive vibrations. You know, you need an exchange of positive vibration. You need the electromagnetic field of a person who is very positive, you know, to interact with your electromagnetic field. You know, because you are down and almost out. So you need a lift. You need a hand. You need a helping hand from somebody who is stronger than you are, who has more positive vibrations than you are. You know. So this is why people who have cancer and are in a loving relationship, I mean, they are able to beat cancer better and faster.
Okay. Well, that is so important to know. Thank you for that, Dr. Narthe. So this means that if someone is diagnosed and they do live alone, or they don't have, or maybe everyone lives far away, then it's even more important for that person to maybe join a recovery support group or start volunteering or make sure to do the things that bring them joy so that they can keep their spirits up and keep those positive interactions going. This is so important. This is so important, Dr. Narthe. Thank you for joining us. We did have someone message in through the mobile club in terms of how can I get in touch with a symptometrist. So before we end tonight's podcast, I definitely want to go ahead and share that information. You, Dr. Narthe, can be reached through Symptometry Headquarters, which is located just outside of Chicago, Illinois. You're actually in Westchester, Illinois. Your facility's phone number is area code 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. And I am happy to share that it looks like your website, symptometry.com, also has a spot for people to just request their application, so that's very helpful. You mentioned Dr. Abbott as well, Dr. Charlie Abbott. His health center is actually in Winston-Salem, and that's in North Carolina. And he can be reached by phone as well for a consultation. And I'd just like to mention here that it does not matter which part of the country or which part of the world an individual is in. Both of you offer consultations that people can take advantage of by phone, so they don't even have to physically be in the office, and that's fantastic. Dr. Charlie Abbott can be reached at area code 336-456-9183. Again, that's 336-456-9183. Extreme gratitude for you sharing cancer recovery do's and don'ts on the air with us tonight, Dr. Narthe. As we close out today's show, can you leave us with some major points to remember when on the journey for recovering from such a major illness as cancer, Dr. Narthe?
Yeah, when you are diagnosed with cancer, keep your head up. That is not the end of the world. when you are diagnosed with cancer, you are frightened and you are confused, you are dazed, you don't know what to do, and you pick up your phone and call your sister, call your mom, call your friend. That is not necessary. You are diagnosed with cancer. The first thing you do is you pick up your phone and you call Dr. Abbott within Salem, North Carolina, or you call Symptometry Headquarters and you need a consultation with me immediately. That is what you do. We'll show you what, we'll tell you what to do. We'll make many recommendations. It is not a death sentence at all. Many people have beaten cancer. Many people have, countless people have beaten cancer. You know, so it is now your turn. But you can prevent cancer also. And it's very easy to prevent cancer. Very easy. You need scientific knowledge to prevent cancer. Don't live the way your parents were living. You know, they also learned from their parents. Their parents also learned from their grandparents and all that. No. They've been passing down the wrong message from generation to generation. It's not time for us to change all that. Okay? So I said, don't eat barbecue if you want to have cancer. And if you have cancer, don't eat barbecue. Or if you want, you can take your knife and scrape all the benzopyrene around on the edges of the fish or the barbecued meat and all that. There are ways to prevent cancer, and you need science to guide you. You know, no physician will teach you that. They will not teach you. So if they will not teach you, you go to who will teach you. And we are ready. We are ready to teach you so that you don't become a statistic. So we offer you hope. We offer you science. Thank you.
Well, Nate, I am so glad that today's podcast will be available at www.rootcauseradio.com for us to listen as often as we need to get these nuggets and support our families. Again, you, Dr. Narthe, can be reached at area code 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. Dr. Charlie Abbott, who's also a licensed symptometrist, he can be reached as well. And his number in Winston-Salem is area code 336-456-9183. I'm very excited that the American School of Symptometry is producing health coaches that can support people on their recovery as well with menu planning and other resources. But eternally grateful to both you and Dr. Abbott for making Root Cause Therapeutics available to all those willing to take an active role in their recovery. This has been Root Cause Radio, our weekly health podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check out our past shows at www.rootcauseradio.com. Make sure to take advantage of our webinars and our e-courses there to support you on your journey to health. And be sure to join us next week and invite a friend as we tackle another important health topic. Dr. Maxwell Narthe, thank you again, and have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you for inviting me.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The knowledge that symptometry shares is known around the world, but now we bring the knowledge in the form of food. The Downside of Nutrition, Part 1, was written by Dr. Maxwell Narthe in order to expose the hidden dangers of the foods we love. This easy-to-read book is filled with reasons why certain foods should be avoided, as well as a step-by-step food chart that guides you to obtaining optimal health. Be aware of what's on your plate by buying The Downside of Nutrition Part 1 at www.symptometry.com. That's www.symptometry.com.
Never know how. Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, water bed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.